And we're back here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM in Baraboo, Wisconsin, broadcasting live from Sauk Prairie Studios here at McFarland's on Carolina Street. I can't believe a half hour already went by. We've been having too gosh darn much fun, and it makes me start want to talk like this because we're doing square dancing, and I'm sorry if that's offensive to anyone. I don't mean it to be offensive, but gosh darn it, it makes me feel that way, and I'm going to do it. So there. Anyways, this is the time of the show when we usually do our community announcements, so I've got, thankfully, not a whole lot of them to do, so we can talk a little bit more about the square dancing event that's going on. Our guests today have been Jody Kapp and Dale Ryan, who are doing an event this weekend with the Tripp Heritage Museum, so sponsoring history and doing something to raise people's awareness of days gone by, but hopefully this is going to get people energized to keep the tradition of square dancing going, too, because if you've been listening to the show, you know Dale's been a hoot and a half to listen to, and Joy's given us some great background information on square dancing and where it came from, and I hope you can join them. But before that happens on Saturday, there's some other things going on. Friday, April 28th from 12 p.m. until 4 p.m., Madison College is doing a sort of an open house, Experience Madison College, and specifically the Applied Science, Engineering, and Technology areas. So if you know of someone or are someone that would like to know more about those programs this Friday from noon until 4 p.m., you can head on down to the Truax campus and find out more. They'll be able to they have class activities, meet instructors and students, participate in different things, get a campus tour. But if you're interested in that, give them a call at 243-4248 to find out more about it, and you can hopefully make it down there to experience the campus. Also on Friday night from 5:30 p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m., our friends down at River Arts on Water are sponsoring another workshop. They've got a whole bunch of cool things planned throughout the summer, spring and summer. This one is painted barn quilts. So doesn't that kind of fit with what we're doing right now? We got square dancing and barn quilts. So, and I should have asked before. I don't know if it's Maday or Mayday.
It is Maday.
Maday. Okay, Maday Delgado. Thank you, Jody. Maday Delgado will be leading this session. They'll be designing and painting your very own barn quilt. Maday is a fiber artist, an avid gardener, and a painter. So you'll have a 24 by 24 finished and outdoor-ready barn quilt by the end of the night.
And I've met her, and she is really fun. Really? You will love her. She's spirited. She is great.
Cool. It looks like there isn't a fee for it, because I guess they're going to supply the materials for it. It's $75 per person, but if you're interested in that, get a hold of Christina Koopman at kcoopman@riverartsinc.org, or just call down to the gallery at 643-5215. Then Saturday, oh my gosh, Saturday is just a loaded day. Not only do we have a couple events going on here in McFarland's during the daytime, we're having our first ever long-term customer appreciation day event. And because we're celebrating 100 years of being in the Sauk City area, started back in 1917 with a Wisconsin tractor and Grandpa Earl McFarland. But to celebrate that 100-year achievement, we're trying to do a couple of events during the course. This one is geared towards our long-term customers, and we have a receipt-a-thon going on. If you have an old receipt from McFarland's, as far back as you can go, just dig it out and bring it in. And the person that, this Saturday, the 29th, the person that brings in the oldest receipt from McFarland's will win a $100 gift certificate. So 100 years, $100 gift certificate. How can you go wrong with that? So, and all you have to do is, you'll be able to have bragging rights to say, see, I told you there was a reason for keeping this box of receipts. I told you. And, you know, we need bragging rights, right? I know my wife hangs on to everything, although I can't enter because I'm an employee, so darn it. I might be able to give people a run for their mining. And also, our greenhouse is opening this. Well, it's open now, but the grand opening of it. And we actually have a bike guy now, Rick Peters, who has been a bike man in the area, repaired bikes for years and years and years, has now brought that whole business in-house. So get a chance. If you need to get your bike tuned up and ready to go for the summer, this is the time to do it, because you can bring it right down here, and Rick will get you fixed up. So look for that ad. Should have been in the paper yesterday and should be again in the Star today, but lots of things going on. And then we've got, of course, the square dance event. We'll save that the best for last. And then we've got Riviera Bowls going to have a bowling tournament that's going on from 3 o'clock p.m. until 11 o'clock p.m. this Saturday. You can go to the Riviera Bowl to sign up or call 643-4071. It's the fee of $18 in advance or $20 the day of, but there are prizes, different things available. Have just a great time bowling. There's another thing. I remember growing up in Milwaukee, and there was bowling on television every Saturday because bowling was such a big deal. I don't think there's any bowling shows on in Milwaukee TV anymore. So that's another thing that, gosh, good activity, good fun, and, you know, good workout, actually. So, and then also on Sunday, there is a free family movie event. The Hallelujah guys in town here are sponsoring, down at Bonham Theater, a movie called Finding Normal, which I apologize. I didn't get a chance. I didn't take the time to look it up ahead of time. But Finding Normal is a movie, from what I understand, is about basically learning how to slow down so you can enjoy life more. That in today's technology and with the way that our world is and all the stresses on families and the like, that the Finding Normal theme is about just getting to the point where you can appreciate those little things that are happening all the time, those little miracles that happen in our lives daily. But if we're rushing, we miss them. So we used to talk about that one as a kid. Slow down and smell the flowers, you know, and that's hard to do. It's like, what are you wasting your time doing that for? So anyways, but our guest today, Jody, tell us one more time. The event is this Saturday.
This Saturday, April 29th. At 7:30, Park Hall in Sauk City. Sometimes people call it the Free Thinkers Hall if you're a local.
Okay.
And we're having an old-fashioned square dance with our caller, the fabulous Dale Ryan.
Yes!
The fabulous Dale Ryan.
And possibly Hans will come and learn something as well, huh?
So. And yeah, everybody can come. Dancers on the floor need to be ages 14 and up, but we welcome anyone to come and watch if you don't dance. Singles, couples, bring your friends, girls night out, guys night out. The more guys, the merrier. Guys, let me tell you right now, there are usually a lot of single women at this event.
So come be a square dancing stud, right?
Yeah.
Come.
So if you're looking to pick up some, you know, a nice gal, maybe meet someone.
Impress them with your fancy footwork.
Who needs online dating?
Right, exactly.
This is square dancing.
This was eHarmony before there was eHarmony.
Exactly.
Excellent. Fun event, folks. We hope you enjoyed the show today. Our guests have been Jody Kapp and Dale Ryan, of course, with this weekend. It's just a lot's going on in town. Like I always say, there's a lot of living going on in Sauk Prairie. So don't miss it. We're going to wrap up the show with, we came into it with some square dance going on. We hope you enjoyed the show. Mike, you fade us out when you need to, but let's square dance here to wrap up the show.
Thank you, Raul.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Here we go. All the heads. Dance up to the middle and come on back. Square through in the middle of the track. Four hands around you go. The corner lady, do-sa-do, back to back. Hands up and here we go. Swing through, two by two, boys. Run around that girl, couple circulate. Don't be late. Now then, Ferris wheel, that's what you do. The center to pass through. And Alleman left to the old left.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBreche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.